Tuesday the 10th. Good day. Ray's here. JP's there.
Hello.
Today, 10th of October, is Animal Road Accident Awareness Day. Animal Road Accident Awareness Day. This is why you shouldn't let your dog drive the car.
Yes, exactly.
Domestic animals should not be driving. No animals. Even wild animals should not be, like a lion or a giraffe or something. I mean, how would you get a giraffe into a Micra in the first place? Just cop on, guys. It's budget day today, like, cop on. Shout out to all the people who
insincerely.
Shout out to all the people who insincerely say, oh, today's a big day. Today's my big, big day. I heard someone the other day say, oh, budget day for me, it's like Rugby World Cup day and All-Ireland Final day wrapped into one. Shut up.
Why? Because they're massively interested in politics?
This is it, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a real...
Notions.
I'm a real news... I'm a hack. Oh, go away. You're not fooling anyone. You're just trying to make us all think you're smart. And do you know what? You're just putting it on. You don't need to be telling... It's performative is what that is. And today is World Mental Health Day. Today as well. World Mental Health Day. We played this the other day, actually, which would be appropriate for World Mental Health Day if you need to hear this today.
I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but... Poopy, peepy, poopoo, peepy, poopy, poopy, peepy.
So you gotta look after yourself, you know, and you gotta stop. And you gotta think.
Poopy, peepy, poopoo, peepy, poopy, poopy, peepy.
Actually, here's a lovely one. All messing aside, a lovely one. Miriam Margolyes, we were talking about her the other day. In what context? We were casting her for something, weren't we?
We were. It was for...
Murder, She Wrote.
Correct.
The reboot. Miriam Margolyes, you'll know her voice as soon as you hear her. And she's kind of scatty, older lady, but utterly charming and hilarious. We'll say whatever comes into her head. Regularly features on Graham Norton's show, actually. She's brilliant. She was on this morning, was it last week, and sort of talking about mental health. Have a listen.
I know that I seem very confident to you and to people who see me on television and so on, but inside, I'm not. And I think you have to breathe and think that you're a good person. You're doing the best you can. We all feel it. We all feel that terror sometimes of failure, of being overlooked, of being worthless. But you're not, darling. You're not. You are a decent human being. And feel, I don't know how to tell you, feel good in yourself if you can. Mm. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I've never killed anybody. I've never murdered anybody. I've never damaged anybody. I'm brilliant. I'm lovely. I'm good. And let that carry you out the door. You have to take a deep breath and say to yourself, I matter.
Mental Health Day today. That's Miriam Margolyes. Probably find her on the internet. Do you want your total?
Go on.
Here we go. Big up for your mental health. You win 20 grand this afternoon. Nice. Olivia Rodrigo and Vampire. This is Today FM. Tuesday afternoon, and guys, I said guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
It's awful warm. Jeez, isn't it awful warm?
Unseasonably warm.
It's incredibly heavy. Mm. It's very warm up in Dublin anyway. It's like ridiculously warm. There's waves of warmth. Just walking along and it's like, whew, that's just hit me there. There's normal bits and then it's like, whew, what's going on?
Do you know what the worst thing is?
What's the worst thing? Climate change.
Well, yeah.
Global warming.
That's a biggie.
The planet is burning.
All of that.
Extinction
certain
of
death.
This species.
Again, all options.
What's the worst thing, JP?
When you're walking along on a hot summer's day.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst thing.
And you walk past a large building that clearly has massive amounts of air conditioning going on inside, yeah, and it's blowing
out the hot air.
It could be a laundromat, for example.
Yeah, a laundromat.
One of them. And then, so on top of the heat, you've got that extra heat. That's the worst, guys.
That's the worst. And then second to that, then, will be, like, the destruction of the species.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a close, it'd be close enough, like.
It's a toss-up.
Walking into the warm air outlet of a laundromat.
Right, guys, if you know, you know.
G'day, friends. 0874 10102 for your texts, your WhatsApps. I was playing Miriam Margolyes earlier on. The famous actor regularly appears on Graham Norton's show. Hilarious lady. I'll play another bit of her. Well, it's World Mental Health Day today, so she kind of gives
wisdom is what it is, isn't it?
Wisdom and wellness and confidence and mind yourself.
We all feel it. We all feel that terror sometimes of failure, of being overlooked, of being worthless. But you're not, darling. You're not.
That's my favourite bit, when she says it. It actually makes me a bit kind of weepy, like, when she directly addresses it. For some reason, it's like, oh, when she says, you're not, darling. You're not. And it's like, oh.
Of being worthless. But you're not, darling. You're not. You are a decent human being. You have to take a deep breath and say to yourself, I matter.
She tells a funny story. If you've ever, or just YouTube, Miriam Margolyes, or Margoyles is the way she spells it, Margoyles. Try to spell it out for you again, Margoyles. Alex is over there, Alex.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, Alex.
Why did I think that you were just struggling really badly to say the former president of Ireland, Mary McAleese?
Oh, I'm saying Miriam Margolyes, not Mary McAleese.
I haven't had enough coffee today.
I can hear it now, though. And it's Tuesday, like, Ray Foley, he's so stupid, he can't say Mary McAleese properly. he keeps saying Mary Magalies. You know, I used to be a newsreader. Greg is over there. Greg.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, love.
That reminds me of that episode of Killing the Scully.
Oh, no, hang on. That's the other thing. Sorry, Ken is there. Sorry, Ken. Sorry, Kenneth.
Ray, in fairness, after hearing that clip of Mary Margolyes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It just cements her position as my favourite president of Ireland. Love the show.
Hey! Hear it again.
Ray, in fairness, after hearing that clip of Mary Margolyes. Unbelievable. It just cements her position as my favourite president of Ireland ever. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. And what did I say? What's the official? 10th of October is Animal Road Accident Awareness Day. Animal Road Accident Awareness Day today. So Greg and Dingle sent this one. Greg.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, love.
That reminds me of that episode of Killing the Scully when the guard stops your man in the car and he had the dog in the passenger seat. And the guard says to him, are you licensed for him? And your man driving said, I have, guard, but I just most of the driving myself. Oh, Ray. Love the show.
Hey.
When did you be in jingle?
But she moves like lightning. Here's my she counts to three. Megan Trainor, made you look. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Hi.
It's got such a long title, I can't remember it. It's World Mental Health Day. Mind yourself. It's also World Porridge Day today. Not a big porridge fan, but I do like an overnight oats.
Me too. How do you have your overnight oats?
In my mouth.
Nobody enjoys their jokes.
In the front.
Than Ray Foley. How did you find the steak, sir? It was beside
just
the
there,
spuds.
Just there on the plate.
You know, I just tried to engage you in conversation and you just slapped me down like that.
anyway, whatever. Today's also St. Girion's Day. He's the patron saint against headaches. And what else day today is it? Yeah, Animal Road Accident Awareness Day today. It's a long one. It's a mouthful, isn't it? Sort of like the overnight oats. Matt says, we as a family, the wife and three kids, play a game on our car journeys called Roadkill. Whoever spots and calls the roadkill first gets a point. If you incorrectly call roadkill, everyone else gets a point. Some hilarious false calls from plastic bags to lumps of turf, but great old crack, says Matt, who says, love the show. Hey, hey, cheers, Matt. I'm always on the lookout for a new game we can play. I Spy gets very tedious.
It does, yeah.
We do a one as well where you need to spot a car of every colour. Yellow always gets us. Orange, yellow. Trying to get to all the unusually coloured cars. Mm-hmm. It's a tough one in this country. What's the other one we do then? Sure, it doesn't matter. See this thing about Junior Eurovision?
Oh, a success story.
Youngest ever. Mm. Our youngest ever representative at Junior Eurovision. This is Donegal singer Jessica McKean. She's Ireland's hope at Junior Eurovision. Junior Vision. She's going to represent Ireland in the grand final in Nice in France in November. Jessica won the public vote on TG Car's Junior Eurovision era. Her winning song was the Johnny Logan classic, Hold Me Now. Of course, we see the thing is, when you're bringing out the big guns like that, you bring out the Johnny Logan, you're a surefire hit. And at 10 years of age, she's going to be Ireland's youngest ever representative in the Junior Eurovision final. Ladies and gentlemen, let me call my Jessica guy. Let me call my Junior Eurovision guy.
Okay.
This is Donegal.
Yeah.
Calling Donegal this afternoon. Linking Donegal. Oh,
it's ringing. Mm-hmm. Lifford. Mm-hmm. That'd be Lifford, right?
Sorry. Where's that coming from? Sorry about that.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Is that Jessica?
Yes, it is Jessica speaking.
Oh, hi, Jessica. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. We're just ringing to say congratulations.
Oh, thank you very, very much. Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome very, very much. Oh, your goodness. You're 10 years of age. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm only 10 years old. I'm the youngest ever winner.
Oh, well, nobody likes a show-off, Jessica. I could have, you know. I just didn't enter this year.
You wanted to give everyone else a chance.
Well, congratulations. That's incredible. Tell us, how does it work then? How did you enter? How did you get into it in the first place?
So my singing teacher had told me, and we saw it online somewhere.
Right.
And we were like, you know what, Jessica, your voice is so amazing. We should give it a try this year. So that's what we've done. We actually tried it last year as well. It didn't work out too well for us.
Right.
But this year, everything's for a reason, and obviously here I am today as a winner. Like, it's crazy.
Do you think at 9, if you'd qualified at 9, you would have just been too young? You wouldn't have had the life experience, I suppose, that's required to go all the way to the final?
Yeah, I'd probably say I'd be, like, too young, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, my voice is definitely matured now.
Yeah, your voice is better as well. I got you. You know, no one has ever said to me, oh my God, your voice is amazing. You should enter Junior Eurovision. Can you believe that? Isn't that devastating?
I can believe that.
No, well, nobody else can believe it. Tell us then, did you have to go, like, was it recorded or did you have to go and perform live? Where was it on?
It was a really long process, but I'm not allowed to say too much because obviously I'm under contract and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it has been months and months learning songs and... No, it's been a great journey.
Okay.
I'm not fluent Irish either, so it's much harder.
This is what I was just wondering, because it was on TG Car then, so they did it all through Irish, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, jakers. And if you don't have fluent Irish, that must have been a bit of a sticky one. Was it difficult?
Yeah, well, it was quite tricky, but you know, I just kept learning it and going over it, and it was some crack doing it, you know what I mean?
Again,
no. So I'm doing it again now with a new song that's been written especially for me called Ashling, which means dream or vision. That's what I'm going to be singing.
All right, I'm trying to get my head around this because it said in the article that I was reading about you that you did Johnny Logan's Hold Me Now. Now, was that in Irish?
No, not in Irish.
Right, okay, so you were able to sing. So you were having the chats and whatever, you were participating in Irish, but then you were at least able to sing in the English language, right?
No, so my songs are in Irish, but that was the only song that was in English.
Oh, I see. All right, I got you. So then when you go to the final in Nice, you're going to be singing an in Irish As Gaeilge song, Aisling. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay. So do you know that all of it already, or are you still working on it?
I only got the song yesterday. Oh,
jeez.
So, no, I'm still working on it.
Right. Okay. So it's very much on the go. And then in terms of the, it was a public vote. Is that right?
Yeah, that was a big struggle. you know, I tried really, really hard to get as many votes as I could. And yeah, there's a lot of promotion work.
Really? Like, what did you do? Did you have to do online stuff or getting your friends to vote for you and that kind of thing?
So I went to different shopping centres and I done so many different things just to be able to get all these votes. So I done radios and shopping centres and bars and more than you could imagine I done anyway.
Drumming up support.
I flooded Facebook and everyone was sick of me.
No, well, not at all. Obviously they weren't sick of you if they voted for you. And did you perform? Like when you went to these shopping centres, did you perform? Did you sing songs and show them what you were made of?
Oh yeah, I perform for nearly 2 hours every time.
Oh my God, you're amazing. You're prolific. That's sensational. So you obviously got the votes and you're through to the final. When is the final going to be on?
It's going to be on the 26th of November over in Nice.
Okay. Nice, cool.
Yeah, so but my song, I'm actually bringing out my music video in the next fortnight, so it's really exciting.
Wow. And have you been to France before? Have you been to Nice before?
No, the farthest I've ever gone is probably about Spain.
Right. Yeah, it'll be, I suppose, maybe you were singing in Spain, but you weren't going to be representing your country in Spain. I mean, you're probably there on holidays, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit different, I think.
I was singing in bars, though, back then, so.
Where, in Spain?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And how old were you then?
It was on a family holiday.
Oh, don't be waiting here, Mum. We're ringing Tusla.
A touring musician, no less.
Oh, my God. Wow. She's got her out paying for the holiday by busking in the street to Spain. She was like, we haven't paid for the Ryanair back yet. I've got the kids singing in every bar in Seville.
Okay.
Fair play. Well, listen, obviously, I'm guessing your mom is a huge support. Is she, Jessica?
Yeah. Oh, she's such a support. Like, it's unimaginable. I can never put it into words how much work she's always done for me.
Can your mother sing, Jessica? Is she a good singer?
Well,
who's better?
She was on TV when she was younger on the villa there.
Oh, really? Now we're getting into it. My Boy Lollipop. Mom, do you want to sing us a little bit of My Boy Lollipop on national radio?
No, seriously, we all sing as a family. I can't.
No, I think you sing it. I think it's your song and you should sing it for all of us. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking, Sarah.
Mummy's a wee bit shy.
Yeah, she's very shy. Well, clearly, Jessica's she's got an incredible talent and we're so proud of her going to be representing Ireland. Can you give us a little bit of Johnny Logue or a little bit of Homie Now? Would you mind?
Of course.
Go on, go for it.
Homie Now. Don't cry, don't say a word, just hold me now and try to know so we're apart. We'll always be together, forever in love. What can I say now, my words are not enough.
Amazing. Well, listen, good luck next month, Jessica. Come on, Ireland, and have a great time in Nice.
Thank you. Give it my all. Thank you so much. This is Ireland pride.
Yeah, cheers, madam. All the best. Thanks for taking the call.
Bye.
Jessica McKean representing Ireland at your Junior Eurovision in Nice next month.
Ray Foley.
That was incredible.
With Care Plus. Care with with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
She entered at 9. She didn't win, came back again, and she's now the winner and representing us in Eurovision. She's 10 years of age.
Don't you just envy the self-confidence?
What age are you, JP?
What had you done
by 10? Stay on Today FM. I'll play the Kaiser Chiefs for you next.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast.
Tori Amos, professional widow. This is Today FM. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's here, JP's over.
How are you?
Tori Amos, live. Live. A Cork woman, do you know that?
Excuse me?
She had a house in Cork, Tori Amos.
Oh. She's Australian, like.
Yeah, but she had a house in Cork. Proud Cork woman. Herself and all the Amoses. There was Davy Amos.
Right. Amos?
Terry Amos. And Tori Amos. Terry Amos, Tori Amos.
Corey Amos.
No, you ruined it now. 0874-100-102. Lads, thanks for clarifying that. It's Nice in the south of France, not Nace in County Kildare. It's a pronunciation thing. This is Jessica McKean from Donegal, who's going to be representing Ireland at Junior Eurovision in Nice, not Nace. In the south of France at the end of next month. Come on, Ireland! A little love for her on text this afternoon. We're talking as well about your suggestions for driving games. Someone had a driving game which was spot the roadkill. So the first person to spot it, I suppose, yeah, because if you call it, you want to call it and claim the point. Mm. So you shout it, but it could be too far away for you to correctly identify that it is roadkill.
There is jeopardy, yeah.
Could just be a bit of rubbish.
Yeah, fair enough.
Darren's over there, 087-4100-102. Darren?
Hi, Ray. Darren here from Newbridge.
Hello, love.
Myself and my wife, Miriam, have a great game we play in our camper van when we're travelling on our travels at the weekends.
Right.
It breaks up the journey and, you know, it's a bit of crack. Mm. So what we do is sit in a slow lane, doing 110 kilometres an hour or maybe 100, you know, keeping safe, yeah, and, you know, being careful on the road.
Well, within the limits of the law, yeah. So you'd do whatever the... whatever the limit is on that road, Darren, you'd be doing under that, right?
And what we do is, when a car passes, we play higher or lower. And when the car passes, we pick to guess the whether the next car reg is higher or lower. It's a great game, as I say. It's simple, really easy, and a good bit of crack.
Oh, Darren. Oh, Darren, Darren, Darren.
I mean, it's an option.
What I do, if I'm not driving, I just pretend I'm asleep. That's my driving game. Daddy, we'll play I Spy. Wake me up when we get there.
Oh, by the way, Ray.
What?
Oh, I believe loves the show.
Oh, cheers, brother. Much love. Higher or lower, yes, that's a bad idea. We might try that the next time we're in the car. Right, new song from Kylie. This is Tension at Today FM. To be young. Miley Cyrus and Used to Be Young. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. It's Ray Foley on Today FM, feeling great and groovy. And a little bit chilly now, I have to say. Actually, I'm a little bit, I have to put on the fleece to kind of warm myself up. I wasn't ready for coming back on. Actually, I was hoping Miley Cyrus would go on for another 3 minutes or thereabouts.
Could never get enough Miley, yeah.
I absolutely love Miley Cyrus. Do you know who else I love?
Who's that?
Annette Freeman. She's in the studio with us right now. Hello!
Is that
the cash machine? Is Annette made of money or something?
She's brought all of her money here and she's thrown bags of cash around the place. There it is. That's the right button I've pressed now. Do you want to put on headphones or do you want to...
Well, I don't generally, but...
It's up to yourself. Do whatever you like. Yeah,
I wouldn't worry about your hair, Annette.
No, it needs to be washed, by the way.
What a thing to say.
It was a joke!
Oh, my God. Sorry about that.
It's okay if you're referencing the kind of... the fact
your hair looks shampoo. Fantastic. It was a joke.
You're an awful
all right,
person.
Okay. God. Do you want me to do this item?
I do.
Oh, we were talking about games. Today's awareness of animals in traffic, road accidents day. Awareness day.
Okay.
And then someone texted in and said that they play a roadkill game. Where you if you see something on the road and it's roadkill, you say roadkill.
Okay.
Like something way ahead in the road, you're approaching. you say roadkill and then you get a point. However, if you're wrong and it turns out to just be rubbish or a plastic bag or something, you lose a point and everyone else in the car gets a point. It's a roadkill game.
Okay.
So we do I Spy in our car as well. Someone said the higher or lower on the reg plates as they're overtaking you.
That's a good one.
That's not bad, is it?
Or guessing the county.
What,
county the car is from. You could do that.
What county the car is from. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
No, JP isn't.
No, I like that one. I like to try to guess the speed that the car that overtakes me is doing. I'm on the motorway.
But there's no way of telling, though.
There's no way of telling, but, you know, you can still guess.
Based on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you need
don't
to...
Don't slag off my game.
We do one where we do the alphabet, okay? We start with A, obviously, because A is the first letter of the alphabet.
Okay.
Annette. And we do, beginning with A, what would you love? Like anything you can dream of in the world, if you're a billionaire, like if you won the cash machine, what would you... So A, airplane.
Do I have to say A or B?
A. You do A as well.
Okay.
It can be anything beginning with A.
Anchor.
An anchor?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
I just keep thinking of apples.
Apples.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, lots of apples.
An apple a day. So you have an infinite supply of apples. And then you go to B, and then we all do B, and then the whole...
That's a great one. I'm nicking that one.
It works. What do you do?
We do this thing where it's kind of like... this or that, which do you love the most? So, you know, it can go from like, you know, crisps or chocolate, spring or summer, snow or sunshine, mammy or daddy, Granny Prendergast or Granny Freeman. It gets ruthless.
Grannies versus each other.
Yeah.
And is there discussion?
There's a bit of discussion.
Kind of debate
around
it.
There's a lot of banter. They generally know their answers really quick. And we could get, you know, we could get to Kinnegad when we're coming out of Dublin. We could get as far as Kinnegad, hoping they'll miss the sign for Supermax, so we won't need to pull in. Look at that field there. Look at, oh, jeez, would you look at that car? It's doing a ferocious speed.
I find no matter where you go now, there's 15 Supermaxes. No matter where you go, even in my route home, there's 15 Supermaxes.
I've just remembered one that I do.
You
in
do
the car
do.
Is you alternate between you and the passenger, the person in the passenger seat. It's the police. Alphabet.
The what?
So if I say alpha, you would say?
Bet.
No.
What?
You'd say bravo. So alpha, bravo. Then Annette, what would C be?
I have no idea.
Charlie. Come on,
Latin.
Guys.
Don't know this at all. Do they, is it the...
So it's the police code for when they're calling out reg plates, but using words for the letters.
Oh, amazing. Sorry.
I wouldn't know it. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Wouldn't know that.
I've forgotten what D is already.
You don't have that far to go home. Like, you're only in Drogheda or something.
It's not that one right now. It's shorter than that. By the way, that was audible. So well done.
Yeah, only because you are one. You only heard it if you are one.
Is Annette in to talk about anything specifically?
We'll do it in a minute.
I'll do it in a minute.
What was the one you were just saying a second ago? The letters.
Alpha.
Yeah.
Bravo. Charlie.
We do one in our car. I know the one in our car where if I'm driving, I go, take the wheel. And I let go. And it's great crack. If the two kids are in the back and no one's in the passenger seat, I'm doing 120.
Delta. Delta is D.
Yeah, that's what D stands for. Foo Fighters, this is Today FM. Foo Fighters and Learn to Fly. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. That is a brilliant song. Take it home. Foo Fighters were performing with Shania Twain in Austin a couple of days ago. Did you see this story?
All right.
Annette Freeman's with us, by the way, as well.
Nice, thanks.
She's like the Shania Twain joining the Foo Fighters live on stage. We are the Foo Fighters and you're the Shania to our Foos. You're the Dave Grohl, JP.
Sweet.
Have I got a little bit of it here from the... Oh, it's best of you.
Sounds like this.
Oh, don't swear, Dave.
Anyone's welcome to sing.
Okay, I'm just going to move a little bit on. Please don't swear. I'm so nervous now about him swearing because he likes he's got a potty mouth up on stage generally.
We're so
is very low in the mix, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's actually singing there now. I can't hear her there. I can just hear Dave Grohl. The power of Dave Grohl's voice clearly much more stronger, more powerful than Shania Twain's. Annette Freeman, good afternoon. How are you? Feeling spooky?
Maybe a little.
How about now? Happy Halloween. Well, it's only around the corner now. We're preparations well and truly underway. Have you got your Halloween decorations up?
No.
Do you put up Halloween decorations?
A few. It'd be a poor effort. I'm on the promise of some decorations from a relative, so I might make a better effort.
Second hand. Okay, yeah, so you'd be throwing them up. Right.
I will, whenever I get them.
None too scary. My boys have a kind of a thing about the terrifying ones, that they're like, we're not even going to go trick-or-treating on that house because it's so scary.
Okay.
Some people really go for it, like with blood dripping out and brains all over the place and guts and that kind of thing, but you really need to watch it.
You'd have to be careful. You don't want children very spooked and then they're waking and won't go to sleep for you and waking at night and stuff like that.
Devastating.
I let them watch Harry Potter recently and we had an awful time for about the week afterwards.
Yeah.
Who knew Harry Potter isn't suitable for a 5-year-old?
Which one though?
The first one.
We had the same thing. I thought Harry Potter, particularly the first one, which is tame enough because it gets scarier as it goes on. We watched the first one when they were fairly young. And like that, they were like, we are never watching. And there's like 25 more films. I thought this is going to be great. This is to have them sorted every weekend for the next while. But no, they watched the first one. They said, we're never watching Harry Potter ever again because the first one was so scary with the snake in it. Yeah. Terrifying.
Oh, yes, the snake. That was it. Yeah.
The snake down in the bottom. Right. Are we doing we're doing Halloween today then?
Yes.
Halloween events. You were on with us previously and we had mentioned... what was it again?
It's Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Stop messing.
Come on, Jimmy.
We
just
haven't got through the Halloween thing yet.
Let's do the Halloween thing then.
Yeah, I did a piece about Christmas in August. But now this is right. This is timely. We're 3 weeks out. So we're thinking about how we're going to fill the time with the small ones when they have 4 days off over their midterm, and how to mark Halloween with them. And obviously, you know, pumpkin picking and pumpkin carving has become really huge in Ireland.
Oh, we've become pure Americanized, with these events.
And our decorations. Because, you know, when you think about Halloween when we were small, we didn't do anything.
There wasn't
a pumpkin in sight.
No.
You know, it wasn't.
But you know, the pumpkin actually came from turnips in Ireland. Did you know that?
Oh, right. So you would try and carve a turnip. We didn't.
No, but the notion of the jack-o'-lantern was we used to do something similar, I think, with turnips in Ireland. And that tradition was brought over to America where they then Americanized it into a pumpkin. And then, and here we are. And now we've brought the pumpkins back over here.
Yeah, we have.
Wasn't that fascinating?
I'm shocked.
I've got loads of little tidbits of information.
You sure
I'm a radio DJ, you see, so I can. There's all guff.
Mm. Annette.
Right. So Ballycross Apple Farm in Wexford, they have a pumpkin patch and Witch's Village. And you can take a short walk through the spooktacular Witch's Village and meet the resident Ballycross Witch. And you can pick up your own pumpkin. That's down in Wexford. Bookings are essential and they're on ballycross.com for tickets.
Cool.
There's a lovely Halloween pumpkin trail in Burr Castle. I'm trying to give a good geographical spread here, guys. From Saturday, October 28th till the 5th of November, so all of that first week of midterm, or the only week of midterm, you can explore the outdoors at Burr Castle, and then there's a Halloween trail and they encourage people to wear costumes for that, or little kiddies to wear costumes. General admission. Children, obviously, with all of these must be accompanied by adults.
Yeah, a lot of them are, because it's getting darker now in the evenings as well. And I suppose a lot of these things are at night or in the dark to kind of add that spooky woo-woo feel. But these are accessible enough for kids because there's none of these, because we were talking to the Nightmare Realm director yesterday.
Yeah, I heard that the other day,
And he was, like, their whole shtick is truly terrifying. You won't be bringing your kids along to that.
It really is. They've been in here and it's scary.
Yeah, horrific. Whereas this is much more. My kids are horrific, don't get me wrong. But it's not a horrific experience. It's a horrific experience for me to live with them.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be taking them to a horrific experience. Do you know what I mean? They're unmatched. They're unparalleled. So there's Causey Farm. They're famous for the Christmas thing, though.
Yeah, and they have a really well-known...
Duh. Stop.
Do you know what's going to happen? You'll have a rune by the time it comes around. Causey Farm, they're well known for the Pooka Spooka Halloween experience, and it's running from Sunday the 15th, so this Sunday, until the end of the month, 12 to 4 daily, so that's in daylight hours, so it's definitely going to be suitable for the younger members of the family, suitable for 2 to 12 year olds actually. And there's traditional crafts, which they're famous for down there. They do some lovely stuff around that, and games as well. There's a scarecrow maze and limb throwing.
Oh, limb throwing.
Limb throwing.
I love throwing an odd limb. Yep. Usually my own on the dance floor of a Saturday night.
Causey.ie for all the details and booking.
Yeah.
From the 21st of October here in Dublin, Lugwood's Enchanted Forest is happening over the Halloween. It's a forest trail. You'll get to meet some spooky characters.
They're another one that are big for the old Christmas experience.
You are pushing your luck.
Afterwards, you can head to the pumpkin patch, that's hard to say, where you can choose your very own pumpkin to take away and decorate. You can see their website for the details. And then if you wanted something a little bit different for kids for the Halloween break, and it's probably for older kids, Harry Potter fans won't want to miss the Owlry event at Mount Falcon.
Oh, cool!
Seen a thing on Instagram for it last night, a snippet. It looks really cool, yeah.
So owls, and are they trained owls, or what's the situation?
Yeah, so there's people, there is like a falconry, is that what they're
called? Yeah, at Mount Falcon,
there, Mount Falcon. So this is kind of a thing that's specifically for kids around Halloween, where you get to meet and hold
that's
and learn.
That's a very clever idea.
All about owls.
Fair play.
You know, they do kind of an experience thing as well, where you can get hot chocolate, and there's other elements to it as well.
No sugar after 6 o'clock in our house. Oh. I told you they're nightmares. Absolute doses.
And
yeah.
People are encouraged to dress up as Harry Potter if they want, and to book that you call 096 744 72. And then the Hughes Farming Pumpkin Festival is in Kilkenny. It's pumpkin patch again. Lots of amusements. There's a soft play, face painting, an art tent. It's only €5. Tickets can be got on Eventbrite.
Fantastic. There's loads of things to do. Great. And just a day, because rather than sitting looking at yourselves, going, it's too cold to do anything. This is rubbish. And we're still waiting for Halloween. Get out and do it. Give it a go. And Freeman, like,
one more time.
Let's throw some limbs, guys.
Oh, stop it.
My Daft Punk, one more time. This is Today FM. One more time. Florence, and indeed The Machine. Dog days are over. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. Break Foley in and on. Watch Big Brother, JP. Big Brother 2023 is back. Two presenters on. It's on ITV now, and it's going to be on for the next number of weeks. It started on Sunday. Big Brother 2023.
I'll dip into it just to see if it's the same Big Brother that I used to love.
The bits I've seen, I've only seen bits online, but it seems like, oh wow, we're right back in it. This is exactly as it was before. And nominations, and surprise evictions, and rows, and Cathy or Mark's behind each other's backs.
Do they still do the budget thing where they have to work out their weekly
food
spend?
Thing, yeah, I've seen that. They're giving out about food already, yeah. Big Brother fan fury over major change to the theme tune.
Oh,
fuming that it sounds like Love Island. Big Brother fans have been left complaining about the new theme tune ahead of the highly anticipated launch of the new show. They were listening to once it was back on, they were listening to the theme tune.
Yeah.
We were talking about this. What was the name? Element 4 and Paul Oakenfold.
Paul Oakenfold. Yeah.
This is the Big Brother theme tune, yeah?
Yeah.
Day 48 in the Big Brother house. Ray is nominated for the fourth week in a row. All the other housemates don't like Ray. They've said it's down to his personality. He's just not a very likable person. Remember it.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, this is what I was wondering about, right? So reading this article, and it's like, oh, fans are raging. It sounds nothing like the original theme tune. So I intentionally went and got the new one.
Perfect.
Have a listen to the new theme tune of Big Brother 2023.
Hello,
Okay.
I'm not hearing it.
There's a slightly louder drum bit in it.
Is that it?
That's slapping a little bit harder.
Lads, if you're raging about that, you need to get out more. Stop watching the 24-hour feed and get out more.
Ray Foley.
Get some fresh air and
with
sunlight.
Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
Ooh.
Actually, if you want to get out more, we could be sending you to the Guinness Cork Jazz Fest at the end of this month. Your chance to win coming up
with
next.
With so much to see and do, what will you discover?
What a song! Superman Lovers! Starlight! This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Hey, happy Tuesday.
Ray Foley in the afternoon. Good afternoon. How you doing? This is the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival. It's on at the end of the month. It's on every Halloween. Every October bank holiday weekend. The world-renowned Guinness Cork Jazz Festival. Celebrating its 45th year. It runs from the 26th to the 30th of October this year. It's going to feature performances from the finest international and Irish artists, including pop-up events, late-night parties, jazz boat trips, collaborations and brass bands marching through the city streets. And we have a cracker of a prize to give away every day this week. An all-expenses-paid night out at the Jazz Festival in Cork. We'll sort you out for tickets, spending money for accommodation, meals and drinks. Terms and conditions apply. This is for over 18s only. Enjoy alcohol responsibly. Get the facts. Be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie. So you want to go to the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival. What we've done is, what we're doing every day this week, we just get a jazz version, just on YouTube, a jazz version of a popular song that we'll play on Today FM.
It's a well-known song that's been jazzed up.
Well, this one now is a well-known song, but it's not very jazzy. I think the genre... Country, country rock, your soft rock, sort of. But it says it's a smooth jazz version of... Can you hear it? I guess it's because it's on a sax, it's jazzy. Let me skim on. Song. Tell us what the song is. I'll put you into it.
Ah, you're getting it now.
Nah,
yeah. This away.
All right, 0874-100-102. What's the song? And include your name and where you're from, please. And we'll have a winner in the next game. Little Mix and Sweet Melody. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. The Guinness Cork Jazz Festival is on at the end of this month in Cork. They're having it in Cork.
Right.
They decided they'll just go nuts this year.
And
throw caution to the wind.
Come here, is it swing or is it rock?
They're
going to
do jazz. They're going to
jazz.
The theme of this year's Guinness Cork Jazz Festival is going to be jazz.
Who's it sponsored by? I'm not going to mention other brands.
Guinness are heavily involved.
Okay.
The world-renowned Guinness Cork Jazz Festival celebrating its 45th year. Big year. And it's on from the 26th to the 30th. And we've got a big night out in Cork for you. If you can... Well, we said this was jazz. It's not that jazzy. It's just not that jazzy, guys. Have another quick listen to this. It's only jazzy in the sense that it's... a saxophone performance. JP's nodding along like your dad, two beers in.
This is good.
Where the musician at the bar with the keyboard and the backing track has started play. He's just set up. He's doing a sound check and he's brought his own flashing lights. All right. I'm going up against you on another one. We'll get some pub grub, some bar bites. Oh, you can hear it there. I'm told you haven't played too much. Right, where am I ringing?
You're going to ring Waterford and you're going to talk to Graham.
I'm putting it on two. Yeah, there it is.
It's ringing.
He's never going to
answer. Hello?
Graham.
How are you going?
I'm only all right. How are you?
All good, boy. All good.
What's your story, Graham? You're in Waterford, is that right?
I'm in Waterford, yeah. Doing a bit of home DIYing today.
You sound like you're from Scotland.
I am, yes.
I'm bloody good, aren't I?
you're not bad, right?
I bet I'm the only person that ever said you sound like you're from Scotland, am I?
I've heard it once or twice before.
Have you?
I have, yeah.
I am. I'm brilliant with dialects and accents. Yeah. I'm brilliant. Everyone says this, Graham.
They do.
I'm listening to you every day. I hear that all right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Sharp as a tack. Sharp as a tick. sorry, what did you say you were doing today?
I'm doing a bit of home DIYing. Laying laminate floors today.
Oh, that's very satisfying. Love a bit of laying down. Is it you're clicking the boards into one another?
It is, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I love that.
All the main floor done. I'm just at all the bits going around the doors and that now, so, yeah.
Class. Are you, is it your own home you're DIYing in, yeah?
It is, yeah.
Fantastic. Are you taking a video while you're doing it?
Now and again, yeah.
Yeah. So you can put that up or you can just show off to your
friend.
Look how much work I did. Yeah. I was killing myself doing this. Are you in a relationship or what's your deal?
I'm trying to get the floor done. My wife's coming back from, she's away in Spain with her family at the moment, so she's coming back just now, so I'm going to try and get the floor done before she comes home.
Excellent. Brilliant. That's what the video's for then, really.
She's lonely, thanks, you know. Yeah.
What's your wife's name?
Emma King.
Emma, right. Well, the video's for her then, and also for her. Well, actually, let me see. Let me play another little bit of this for you, Graham. Have a listen. This is a jazzy version of a well-known song. What is it?
It is SOS by Rihanna.
It sure is. Well done,
Graham.
All yours. So we've got a night in Cork at the Jazz Festival. We've got tickets for a gig. I would sort you out for tickets, spending money, accommodation, meals and drinks. We'll look after you there, all with thanks to the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival on at the end of this month. It's all yours, sir. Well done.
Happy days. Thanks very much.
No bother, dude. Thanks for coming on. And
Ray. Yeah. Ray, love the show, bye.
Hey. Cheers, Graham. Enjoy Cork. Have a great time at the Jazz Festival, the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival at the end of this month. More chances to win tomorrow. Rihanna SOS. This is Today FM. Swift and Shake It Off. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Right, give it a good either shake it or ring it out. One or the other. That's it. That's a little broadcast.
Cool.
Done and dusted. Yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah. Cool. Home, James, now, and don't spare the horses. So much we didn't get to do on the show today.
I know.
Yeah, devastated with that news. We didn't get to do Budgie 2024, where we ask what today's budget means for budgies. Budger regards.
Yeah.
The little birds.
Sure.
Much loved tropical birds. What does it mean for your budgie? We find out in Budgie 2024. We didn't get to do Haka Khan.
Oh.
Where legendary singer Shaka Khan comes in and does the Haka ahead of this weekend's quarterfinal against the All Blacks.
Very intimidating, that.
Very intimidating. Yeah. And we didn't get to do Guinness Bjork Jazz Festival, where Icelandic singer Bjork tells us she never misses a single Cork Jazz Festival. She says the city is just buzzing at this time
of year. It really is, yeah.
At the Guinness
Bjork Jazz Festival.
Maybe we'll get to that. They all sound like great bits, in fairness.
Do they?
Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.